Restrictions apply.
In the market for a great deal? Shop careers at Fairway. From the meat department to the bakery to the store floor, we're hiring. Full-time, part-time, careers for a lifetime. There's more in store for you. Apply now at fairway.com.
It's time for Murph and Andy's Play of the Day.
Snap. Lamar Jackson back to throw. Guns it into the end zone. Intercepted! 2 yards deep in the end zone. Intercepted by Taron Johnson. And he brings it out. And he's still on the run. He may go all the way. He's at the Baltimore 40. The 30 gets a block at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards. With an end zone interception, touchdown Buffalo!
On 1460 AM and 106.3 FM, this is KXNO.
Welcome back to the Murph and Andy Show. Glad to have join us now, starting left guard for the Buffalo Bills, Ike Butker, a former Hawkeye, pride of Cedar Falls. Ike, great to talk to you.
What's up, Keith? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm happy for you. I know a lot of people around here excited for you. What's it like in Buffalo right now?
Oh man, it's a lot of fun. I mean, with the whole COVID thing, you know, we kind of pretty secluded during the week, so we don't get out into the community very much. But just going into any restaurants to pick up food, like this morning, I went into the bakery in town and every person in there was just fired up and pumped, and seeing all the videos online, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
I notice since high school you've put on some weight, so going to the bakery, this makes sense to me, Ike. What are you weighing these days?
I'm 325.
Oh man, What were you in high school? What did you weigh? Like, let's say your junior year of high school, what did you weigh?
210.
And you're playing tight end at that point?
Yeah. No, I was playing quarterback my junior year, and then my senior year I weighed probably 225 and played tight end and receiver and DN, so it's been a little different.
Wow. Okay, quarterback to starting on the offensive line for the Buffalo Bills. That's quite the journey. So putting on more than 100 pounds, that sounds like fun, but is it fun? Like the amount of food you have to eat each day, is that, do you enjoy that?
I'd say it's kind of like a roller coaster. That's what I tell most people. It starts out pretty fun, and then it goes down pretty fast, and you're just miserable for a while. And then where I'm at right now is, I'm just so used to what I have to eat that my body's kind of just changed, and I'm really used to it right now. So someday when I'm done playing, I'm going to have to figure out how to switch that around. But right now it's very reasonable and easy to keep up with.
Oh, so what's a typical meal like? Like something you know is just going to get you where you need to go when you're trying to put all those calories into your body?
Oh, man. There's a wide variety of go-tos, but I really like to eat Chipotle, so I usually get a bowl and sometimes a burrito, so that'll usually take care of me for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, that burrito is like the size of my leg, so I know just what you mean. All right, so how much you're there in Buffalo? Some of the greatest football fans in the world, people there would say the greatest. How much do you miss having a full house of Bills fans for home games? How much of a noticeable difference was it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the fans here are just unbelievable. And, you know, even the last 2 years when we haven't made a run like this, the fans have been outstanding and, you know, packed the stadium every game. So you can only imagine what they'd be like now. But, I mean, even the last couple of weeks having or right around 7,000 in there, it's still, I mean, they were using silent count. The Ravens were this week. So, you know, they still bring the noise, and the energy has just been so, so amazing. And not having fans all season and getting for the playoffs, it's been great. But just, you know, wishing that you could have the full stadium and the full experience is, you know, something I think all the guys on the team feel. But even having a little taste of it in the playoffs has been so fun.
I think of Buffalo as probably being similar to Green Bay, where I've been, where even the offensive linemen or defensive linemen, even guys relatively new to the team like you, Ike, they're known throughout the community. I mean, people just, they know everybody on the team. When you stop by Chipotle or stop in for food, even in this COVID area, are you immediately recognized as Ike Butker, Buffalo Bill?
I think that actually happened to me today for one of the first times. So I guess a little bit here and there, but you know, I think that's anybody on the team from top to bottom. That's just how the fans are there, and they really support the team. And you know, a lot of guys in the community or support the community back. So it's kind of just a give and take thing. And it's such a fun thing to be a part of on the field and off the field, because I just know a lot of teams aren't like that. And you said Green Bay, and I've heard the same thing about Green Bay, but it's just something that's really special and fun to be a part of.
Colder in Cedar Falls or Buffalo?
Oh, Cedar Falls, easily.
Really? It's colder?
It's just a lot more snow. It's a lot more snow out here, but Iowa's a lot colder and more bitter cold. It doesn't, the lake kind of keeps it moderate here, but that's what brings all the snow, too.
Oh, interesting. Okay, who's your team, Ike, growing up? What was your NFL team? Who were you a fan of?
Vikings. I was always a Vikings fan growing up.
Oh, but you got the right uniform. I mean, the Bills, that uniform like you wore this weekend, that is a sharp football uniform. The Vikings, no matter what you do, you're still wearing purple. I mean, I think this is good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't beat red, white, and blue any day of the year. So, getting to put that on for a work outfit is fantastic.
Oh yeah, that's a sharp look there, Ike. I know I have, as you know, we do all kinds of research for this show. I'm sure you've heard about it. Yeah. I understand you have a Clear Lake 4th of July nickname. What is your Clear Lake 4th of July nickname?
Oh my, I don't know what you're thinking of.
Well,
do you have something in mind?
I do. I mean, I'll say it. If you don't want to say it, I'll say it. It's the girth of July.
My nickname for the 4th of July, I'm all in on that. I think we should start that up.
It started. We got it going here. We're talking to Ike Butker here on the Merv and Andy Show, 1460 KX, now on 106.3 FM. Ike, you played briefly for the Chiefs. How are you feeling about heading back to Kansas City?
Yeah, so I never even was there for a home game, so I'm excited to see that experience. Heard it's a lot of fun and crazy even this year with COVID, but I still, you know some guys on the team, obviously Ben Neiman and Anthony Hitchens, and I kind of know that kicker a little bit just because we pronounce our last names the same, so I had to tell him that the week I was there. But, you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Got to put in a lot of work this week to get ready for it, but, you know, great opportunity, and it's going to be a blast.
Now, they do allow some fans there at Arrowhead Stadium. How much family are you going to be able to get to this game?
Be honest, as much as I possibly can, but it's just very difficult to find tickets. So that's kind of what I've been working on today, and hopefully get that finalized by sometime tomorrow, and then I can just focus on the game, and that the tickets will be sorted out, because definitely a lot trying to go.
These championship games, just incredible matchups of veteran quarterbacks and young quarterbacks. Got Brady and Rodgers in one championship game, and the other, Mahomes and Allen. You block for Josh Allen. What's Josh Allen like?
I tell everybody that asks, he reminds me so much of C.J. Beathard. Just the leadership qualities that they have, great arm strength, great, you know, really came a long ways with his accuracy this year, and he's just been crushing it, and it's been so fun to be a part of. Just, but like I said, the leadership quality is what really separates, you know, good quarterbacks from everybody else, and those two guys that I've had the pleasure to work with have done it, you know, just like you'd want. And it makes the team so much better. The offense has more fun. Everybody just gets along better. You just go out there and you play better, which is what matters. So it's been a real pleasure to be, you know, be able to play with him.
When a guy has it, that leadership quality, Ike, how do you recognize that? How does it manifest itself when you see it? How do you know it when you see it?
I think it takes a while to really know if somebody has that, but it's really not one thing in particular. It's just that they're themselves, you know, every day of the year, every time something good, bad happens, they're the same guy. And, you know, it's not everybody's like that, but those two guys, they could be doing great. They could have a bad game. They're going to treat you the same. They're going to, you know, be the same guy in and out of the huddle. And, you know, that's what separates those guys, in my opinion.
One of the things we hear about you, I read it in a story today about you as a starting guard for the Buffalo Bills, and I remember Kirk Ferentz on this show telling us that you are a consummate teammate, and that's how you're being referred to in the NFL. What do you think being a good teammate means? What does it mean to you?
You know, that similar thing I was saying about Josh is just kind of keeping it steady. Don't ride the waves of a game, a season, a career. Just be yourself every day, and people will figure that out, that you're the same guy, good, bad, or otherwise, and then they're going to trust you. And I think that's where trust comes from, especially on, you know, O-line. You got five guys working together as one, and you got to trust the guy next to you. You got to trust, you know, Josh behind you, and he's got to be able to trust us to be able to play confident. So being able to, you know, prove to the teammates that you're going to be there when it's good, bad, the pressure's highest, you're going to have that confidence in that guy. And that's kind of what I try to do. Not always perfect at it, but that's, you know, what I shoot for.
Ike Butker played for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and your final season with Iowa was cut short by injury. How hard was that for you, Ike?
Yeah, that was definitely tough. I mean, you worked your whole career to play that senior year and had a lot of guys and friends, and it was a fun team to be a part of. So just to get that cut short was, you know, it was very tough and probably one of the hardest years of my life, but I learned so much from it, and you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything, to be honest.
Like, what do you learn from that kind of disappointment? What did you take away that you feel like is made you a better player, or maybe a better man?
Yeah, I think just taking every day as it is and not taking any day for granted. Every time you go out to practice on the field, just, you have that idea always in the back of your head, like, this could be the last time I do this. You never know with, you know, injuries that the game provides. And I learned that the hard way, and I think it was honestly a wake-up call from the Lord to wake me up just all around. But that's a different discussion. But, you know, I think things happen for sure for a reason, and that was something that I really needed to now be a husband and father, and all through my life, I think that was a huge thing that he used for me.
Well, that's taking something positive out of a negative, something I'm sure you heard your dad preach many times too, right? Your dad is a minister?
Yep, he is in Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Cedar Falls, Iowa. And how your family following your football career across different parts of the United States, what has that been? What has that meant for them? Like, how much have they enjoyed it?
You know, I think they've had a lot of fun going to different trips and seeing different stadiums. But for me, it's just so fun when they can come to the game. Just having family or, you know, good friends at the game watching just makes it more fun to play. You know, it's a small thing, but with this year, that's probably been the hardest thing. You know, you just have a lot of family and friends that want to come to a game and hang out, and my wife and I are out here, and she wants to hang out with people, but you really can't. So that's definitely probably my favorite part of football, is the family and friend aspect of it and how much fun other people can have at it.
Yeah, it's certainly been, gosh, it's been a respite for many of us to have the escapism of sports here during this this pandemic, for sure. How much do you hear from Kirk Ferentz and some of your former teammates? Who do you still keep in touch with?
Yeah, I've talked to Coach Ferentz a couple times. Sierra Bryant, Ferentz, Coach LeVar Woods, we keep in touch. And then guys, you know, that we played with at Iowa. Ben Neiman, obviously talking to him a little this week. Sheriff, Tristan Wirth. You know, all of us kind of keep in contact and talk during the season. And I think that's such a fun thing coming out of Iowa. You have a lot of buddies that are still playing and you get to watch them on film. And, you know, that's a lot of fun just during the week preparing, getting to watch that.
There are Hawkeyes all over the NFL and all over these playoffs, for that matter. So, Ike, as you sit here, you're what, 26 years old?
Yep.
You had a successful high school career, then, you know, like you had a successful Hawkeye career, and now you're an NFL player. Is the bond tightest and most far reaching, like out of the college career? Where do you feel like you know the largest collection of guys that you'll stay in touch with the rest of your life?
I think that's a great question. But college, I would say. I think the bonds you make in college, knowing that you're going to be with, you know, a group of guys for 4 or 5 years, that sets in and you become really good friends with those guys early and go through a lot of stuff earlier in your career. And that kind of makes that bond. So I would say college, yeah.
Well, we have a lot of people around here are excited to see the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game. And I know for you, it's a blessing to have the game just a few hours from your hometown. And I hope you're able to score tickets so you can get as much family into Arrowhead Stadium as possible, because you're viewed by anybody who knows you as just a nice guy and a good teammate, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Ike, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Ike, you take care, and we hope to bother you before the Super Bowl.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you, Ike. Ike Butker, starting left guard for the Buffalo Bills, former Hawkeye. Bonds run deepest with the former Hawkeyes, he said. Was not surprised by that answer, but just a great reputation he has.
It is, and you can hear why.
Yeah, oh, you sure can.
Just a nice guy. Hard to imagine him being mean in the trenches of an NFL game, right? Like, hard to imagine a guy with that type of personality we just heard for 10 minutes.
Just all hopped up on Chipotle.
Yeah, right? Like, how can he be in the trenches of an NFL game, like one of the craziest places in sports. But really cool to hear. And, you know, he keeps touch with a lot of the other offensive linemen from Iowa around the league. That was cool. And glad he's starting to get recognized in Buffalo. That's got to be a cool feeling.
He's worked hard to get that starting position. He undrafted out of Iowa, you know, ruptured an Achilles heel, lost that season, said he learned a lot about both being a man and a football player, and probably sounds like he got a sneak preview of the lesson many other people in sports and beyond sports have learned this year is each day you go to work or each day you do whatever it is you do, it could be the last for a while.
Yes.
So make sure you
there.
Yeah, make sure you treasure it. You value it.
You had asked him, you know, hey, you briefly played for the Chiefs, so I looked that up. He was there for a week. It's got to be hard to, you know, signs with the Bills, gets cut, signs with the Chiefs, gets cut, finds his way back with the Bills, and now several years later is starting in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, and being graded by Pro Football Focus in the top half now for guards, so he's doing well.
Just another example of Ferentz and his team seeing a quarterback in high school and saying, "I think I can make that guy."
The guy weighs 330 now.
Offensive lineman.
He's a quarterback.
It's incredible.
In Cedar Falls, he was quarterback, and now is on the offensive line. Well, that was fun. Really enjoyed that. Appreciate Ike Butker taking some time to talk to us today.